KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Brett Eckelberry joins us, managing editor of Plugged In by Focus on the Family. Of course, you can hear Plugged In weekly on KLYT during ABQ Connect on Friday's broadcast. A great way to head into the weekend as you prepare to consider content to take in at the movie theater. Brett, thanks for taking the time today.
Hey, Steve. Good to talk with you.
So, here we are, early June. Summer hasn't officially hit, but we've both been on this planet long enough to know the word summer blockbuster, and it's just kind of a thing you look forward to is a lot of movies being released as summer draws near, as we go through the summer. You'd probably have a better beat on this, Brett, than I would. Why is summer so big for the movie industry?
I think it's just a kind of a convalescence of reasons, really, how it's built up over time. A big one is it's summer. Kids are generally out of school, looking for things to do with their families, and a movie's not a bad way to pass the time. A good movie is not a bad way to pass the time. And I think Hollywood really has picked up on that over the years to say, we can, from a corporate perspective, we can kind of maximize our value. People are maybe more willing to come and see certain movies with the whole family. So I think that's been a big driver for the summer movie season just developing over time.
Yeah, well, that makes perfect sense, and especially in warmer climates, you're likely to find some good air conditioning. And listen, I grew up sitting in theater seats that you squirmed in, and now you need to fight to stay awake. They're so comfortable, the seating. So that's another great reason to get out to the theaters. Brett, when we decide to go to the movies as a family. Especially those of us in the body of Christ and we're considering what kind of content should we be consuming. It really is something, we take the time to consider, but I know that Focus on the Family is Plugged In. This is routine at pluggedin.com, by the way. I want to make sure the listener goes and finds a website for not only films, but much more. We can talk about that later. Mm-hmm. But looking forward to the summer, Brett, movies launching this summer, are there any that stick out to you that parents really could probably feel comfortable watching with their kids in tow?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you bring it up. Well, we at Plugged In recently put together kind of a summer movie guide looking ahead. Now, some of these movies have already come out and we've linked reviews in there as well. So I would direct people to that at pluggedin.com. But just to give a few that we listed on there, a few that maybe have come out or are coming out. The Breadwinner. If folks are not familiar with this, this is from comedian Nate Bargatze, who is pretty famously clean comedian with his stand-up comedy, and that carries over. I actually saw this and reviewed this last week. That carries over. The movie is very much for those familiar with like a Cheaper by the Dozen type movie, the remake with Steve Martin that came out in the early aughts. This is, I won't call it a spiritual successor to that, but it's very much in that same vein of a safe PG comedy. Viewers, mileage may vary depending on your tolerance for kind of the dumb dad trope, which if you're familiar with Bargatze's comedy, he leans into that as well. But it's fun, it's funny, and it has some sweet messages about parenthood and family. So that's one I would mention that just recently came out. And then looking ahead, we have Toy Story 5, another Toy Story movie, is coming out this month. And the focus of that movie is actually the toys encountering a new threat, which is screen time. So this topic actually feels tailor-made for Plugged In and some of the information that we try to get out for our audience as well of, hey, watch out for screen time and kids with screen time. So that's a really, I think it'll be an interesting one. And Toy Story usually delivers a pretty family-friendly fare. And another I'd mention that is maybe safer for teens. I think that you could get into some content troubles with young kids, but we have a new Spider-Man coming out. Spider-Man Brand New Day is releasing this summer as well. Their Spider-Man movies are always a big deal at the box office. This one looks a little bit more somber than the previous ones, and I think you can expect some of the normal Marvel Cinematic Universe content concerns, some language, some violence. But it seems like there'll still be plenty of web-slinging family fun for especially teens and up there.
Animated, live action?
So all of those, well, so The Breadwinner is live action, and Spider-Man is live action as well. Toy Story 5 obviously will be animated with Pixar.
Yeah, and I have to, you know, I don't want to bushwhack you with this question.
No, go ahead.
It stands out to me, you know, as a grandparent and, you know, someone who raised six kids, Disney has got a caution light in my book. In spite of the fact, I totally agree with what you said about past Toy Story movies. You know, what do we do to prepare for what, you know, and is Plugged In aware of anything already that's been warned about this upcoming Pixar film that traditionally, you know, can be trusted, but Disney's kind of set themselves a reputation.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up, Steve, because it's a good reminder, I think, just in general, not to take things for granted when we talk about our entertainment, because it has a big effect on all of us, not just our kids, but us as well. And so you never can quite take for granted what might be in a film. And that's exactly what Plugged In exists to do. So while I don't have anything that I've personally heard about what might be featured in the movie, we will be reviewing it ahead of time, and we'll be posting that full content review on PluggedIn.com, so parents can go there and they can see full detail that if Pixar or Disney decided to slide in any worldview type of thing, any content issue, that'll be noted in the review, so parents can see that and decide if that's right for their family, if they can have a conversation around it, if they feel comfortable with that, or if they say, no, we need to skip this one this time around.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good regular stop before you head out is PluggedIn.com. Now, you mentioned some movies that families can probably count on being family friendly. Anything standing out that you'd put up the caution flag?
Yeah. So there are a couple movies that I noted for proceed with caution. So yeah, like you said, the caution flag there. Supergirl. We had a Superman movie that came out last year. There were a lot of good things about that Superman movie. I think in particular, the return of optimism, especially for Superman as a character. But Supergirl actually made a cameo in that movie, and I wasn't super impressed by it. She makes a drunken cameo. So that kind of speaks to the character and where her character looks to be at in this movie, and the trailers for this upcoming Supergirl movie seem to indicate that is going to be the case. You have a Supergirl who's really struggling with the loss of her home planet, and she is maybe engaging in some destructive behavior in the meantime. It looks like the movie will probably take her in a redemptive direction, which we always love to see, but the journey to get there might be a little bit bumpy. So we would want to caution families, especially families with younger kids. Again, don't take it for granted. Supergirl, you might just think, oh, yeah, that should be safe. It might not be with some of the content issues that are coming through.
Okay, well, I know that you and others have Plugged In have already reviewed some movies that are currently on the big screen, and we're up against a break, Brett. Can you stay with us? We'll come back and talk about some of those and some other ideas for parents to consider for the summer viewing.
I'd be happy to.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back with more right after this on ABQ Connect.
This is ABQ Connect.
We're continuing our conversation with Brett Eckleberry, managing editor of Plugged In by Focus on the Family. And as I mentioned in our first segment, you can hear the Plugged In review every Friday during this broadcast in the 1 o'clock hour as you head into the weekend, typically an upcoming release for that weekend. And hey, Brett, before we move on, looking at things coming up this summer and some movies already reviewed by Plugged In, that are on the big screen or coming soon. Brett, tell me what got you into this ballywick? What got you watching movies and reviewing? And as I mentioned before, plugged in does much more than that. Whether it's TV or movies or I think maybe even what video games.
We do video games, yeah, books, yeah. YouTube channels, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. What got you doing this, Brett?
Yeah, you know, that's a really interesting question. So I actually grew up, when I was in high school, I grew up with Plugged In. So I would use it occasionally. What I like to tell people is I would use it to make my case, right, to my parents if I wanted to see a movie. Or maybe, you know, if I read the Plugged In review and I was like, oh, I don't know if this helps my case. Maybe I would conveniently leave it out when I went to my parents and say, hey, can I go see this movie? You don't need to know what Plugged In says here on this one. No, but I used it. It was a resource that I valued a lot actually growing up. And I came to work at Focus on the Family throughout my career and just had an opportunity to step into this team about 2 years ago. And it has been a blast. So I've loved movies, video games, entertainment all my life, you know, watching movies with my family. And so this was just something that it felt pretty natural. It felt in my wheelhouse. And it's been a great experience for me.
Well, we appreciate the work that you put into it for the families that continue to go to PluggedIn.com for a heads up and good insight into what may be available. And we talked in our first segment, which, by the way, if you missed it, you'll find it in the archive at abqconnect.online. You want to go back and hear about some upcoming family-friendly films, expected to be family-friendly, and some that may be problematic. Any more on the list you want to share that are coming up that even if Plugged In hasn't reviewed them yet, maybe some that are just plain, yeah, you probably just want to avoid this.
Sure. Yeah. And I'll give you a few here. And what I will start with is a movie that actually came out just last weekend because it's a big deal. It won the box office and we had a thought that it might. So it's a movie called Backrooms. So this is a horror film actually that's based on what boils down to just keep it simple. It's internet. It's Gen Z internet folklore is kind of the origin of the concept of the backrooms, like these liminal spaces where these creatures might be. So it's a horror film that's based on that concept. It is hugely, hugely popular with younger audiences right now. That's why I want to bring it up, because parents might hear about Backrooms. Their kids might be asking them, hey, can I go see Backrooms? Parents might not know what Backrooms are, right? And anything about this concept. So we really want to let people know this is an R-rated horror film that's pretty intense, pretty creepy. So just be aware, if your kids come to you, this is something from the Plugged In perspective, we would say maybe skip Backrooms, but it is very popular. It's been a big deal. Like I said, it's won the box offices last weekend. I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon. So parents should be aware of that, that film. Looking ahead a little bit to some more movies, one that stands out to me, I've really enjoyed a lot of what Christopher Nolan has done, a lot of the movies that he has done. And he has a new movie that's coming out next month in July, The Odyssey. He's doing an adaptation of The Odyssey. You might be familiar with the trailer, seeing this, you know, really stacked all-star cast that he's put into it of this really, really epic story. But it is rumored to be receiving an R rating. One of the things I've loved about Nolan in the past is he generally made, you know, science fiction blockbuster fare that's fallen at least safely into that kind of PG-13 range, right? So at least teens and up could enjoy that and enjoy that with their family, with the Batman movies, with Inception, with some others. However, the last movie that he did that won him an Oscar, Oppenheimer, really leaned into some pretty R-rated content. And so my concern with The Odyssey is if it is also receiving an R rating, knowing the source material, it could do the same thing. So I would really just encourage parents, like, if your kids are interested in seeing The Odyssey, if you're interested in seeing The Odyssey, wait for that Plugged In review so you don't get burned by some of that content that might have surprised you if you went and saw Oppenheimer.
Okay, well, there's a lot to consider there. I know you and I were talking off the air. You've had a chance to review some already. Are there any you want to share as far as what's on the screen now or coming very soon?
Yeah, absolutely. So we did a review for Star Wars Mandalorian and Grogu. That was a big one. First Star Wars movie in 7 years. Folks might have already seen it if they were interested in it. We found it to be fairly safe if you're familiar with Star Wars, kind of that sci-fi fantasy violence element. So that's an option. We thought it wasn't maybe the best movie, but it had some fun appeal and was generally safe for families. And then another movie that we were talking about off the air that we really enjoyed that is out now is called Pressure. It is a World War II weather drama. That's how I like to describe it. And people might be thinking, what's a World War II weather drama? It's about D-Day, right? The invasion of Normandy and when the Allies stormed the beaches of Normandy. Well, there was some pretty significant considerations as to whether or not the weather would cooperate to allow them to actually succeed in that invasion. They weren't just working against the Germans at the time. They were working against the elements as well. And that actually was a very impressive World War II story that I know that you had seen. And you were telling me a little bit about that too.
Yeah, I'll tell you, my son asked to go out to lunch at a movie this past weekend, in which I was, I'm always happy to hang out with this guy. And, you know, timely with Memorial Day, just having I think it was released that weekend. And it was a great way to commemorate Memorial Day and the upcoming anniversary, actually, June 6th of Operation Overlord or D-Day. And I actually wrote, and I'll give nothing away here. I'll try to stick with the no spoilers. I wrote on my review, I posted online, I said, a great reminder is found in the film to stand firm on your beliefs that are grounded in truth, even when it's contrary to the majority. There's a great message in this film, with that included. So, it's one that I recommend. It does have some, battlefield, scenes that, you know, may not be appropriate for younger viewers. So, consider that, parents, as you, think about going to see Pressure. Any other reviews you want to let us know about?
Well, I'll bring up, just two more, that were on our list. Moana, Disney's making a live action adaptation of the original animated Moana. So it's not a new Moana movie. But they're going back to the well already to make a live action adaptation of that. Looks like it's going to follow the original pretty closely. So for families who enjoyed the original, it's probably not going to have too many surprises in store for you if you're interested in seeing the live action version. And then the last one I'll bring up is kind of an interesting one because you would think it would fall into the safe for most families category. It's Minions and Monsters. This is the fourth Minions movie that came out of the Despicable Me franchise originally. Generally pretty silly, animated, kid-friendly fun, right? Maybe some winks to adults, but generally pretty safe. However, if you watch the trailer of Minions and Monsters, there's a significant plot point about the Minions summoning monsters from an arcane kind of eldritch book, a tome. So honestly, it took me off guard when I was watching the trailer because it's like, well, okay, I guess this Minions movie might be a little more spiritually thorny than you might expect. So that's something I would say falls into the proceed with caution, but some families might be a little disappointed by that turn for Minions.
All right. Well, I confess, I have never seen one of the Minion franchise movies. So sounds like if I'm going to try it, I should go back to the beginning based on what you're saying, maybe coming up. Now, we mentioned earlier in our conversation, Brett, which, by the way, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Brett Eckelberry, managing editor of Plugged In by Focus on the Family, about the different resources available to parents, not only for movies online at pluggedin.com, but much more. Do you want to go into any more detail about that as far as resources for parents, Brett?
Yeah, you know, I'd love the opportunity just to reiterate, pluggedin.com, we have full detailed content reviews. I mean, we really dive into each piece of entertainment. We cover, like you said, movies, TV shows, books, video games, even YouTube channels, all across the board. There's so much content coming out. There's so many shows and movies, and we do our best to cover just as many of the big ones as possible so you as a parent can be equipped to know, okay, what is in this piece of entertainment, and is this right for my family? You know your family, and you know what is best for them, so we want to give you the tools so you can make that decision. In addition, we have a parent's guide to technology where we really dive into really the technology challenges of the day and how parents can kind of push back against the big fears and the big struggles that are involved with technology today as well. So all of that can be found at pluggedin.com.
Yeah. And you know, the one that I want to highlight, is the review of YouTube channels. I know, we have several grandchildren, and I know my kids, have their kids, you know, watching things on YouTube. Another great resource found on the website at pluggedin.com, and much more. You should go surf the site and find what's there, and you'll find yourself returning to it, I'm sure, from time to time, to get, hopefully direction in what you might consider appropriate for your family. Brett Eckleberry, managing editor of Plugged In by Focus on the Family, as always, appreciate your time and hope our listeners will take some time to go to pluggedin.com. Open invite, Brett, would love to have you back.
I'd love to be back. Thanks for having me, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.